G'day folks, Damo back again, just to wrap up this Jeff's Naked Rub. I figure three boos is probably enough to overuse the joke, but anyway, it turned out pretty well in general. The rub was bloody hot, I must say, and could probably, I think next time I do it, I will try and tone it down a bit. The heat comes from cayenne pepper and chili and black pepper. So I think I'll probably try sort of cutting everything by half and seeing where we go from there. Having said that, though, the overall product I was pretty happy with. The meat was certainly tender. A carving knife went through it, no problem at all. The other thing that I will probably do next time is not season the veggies. With the rub, because the gravy, you know, the mixture of stock and Worcestershire sauce and things that we used, was quite tasty on its own, and the veggies didn't really need that extra dose of spicy rub. So I think next time I will try and tone the rub down a bit, and I probably won't season the veggies. That said, it was pretty good. I think Sean thought it was a little bit hot. She doesn't like spicy stuff. I can sort of handle it, although, as I said, I think it did kind of detract from it a little bit. But, yeah, I think if I make those couple of adjustments, it will be pretty well perfect. I'll give it another go. But, you know, for a first attempt, it's the first time I've tried smoking a piece of beef, and I sort of had to modify the existing recipe because it was using about 4 kilos of meat, whereas I was using a 1 kilo piece of meat, so I had to adjust all the times and quantities and things. So given all of that and the fact that there were a few variables, I think, you know, I'm quite happy with the result. So I will let you know if I give it another go. I have, for those of you that can see maybe a little bit or a lot, I have put a photo up, or I will put a photo up with this boo. I got Sean to take a photo of the tray before we dished it up, so that'll give you a little bit of an idea of what it looks like. Having the bacon on the outside worked pretty well as well. It did sort of help to flavour the meat, and the bacon itself, apart from being covered in spicy rub, was actually quite nice. So, yeah, overall, I think we can call it a success. The details, again, if you haven't looked at parts 1 and 2. The website that I got the recipe idea from, and I think it's a great little resource, as I said in the first couple of boos, is smoking-meat.com, and the guy who runs the site is a guy by the name of Jeff Phillips, and he's got his rub and barbecue sauce recipes, which you can buy for $18, and at the moment he's got a deal on where if you buy that, you get the e-course for free, the Smoking Basics e-course. Now, it is a PDF with an accompanying audio MP3. You don't really need the PDF. I have read it, and there are some useful links in there for various types of smokers and things. But the audio on its own is certainly pretty informative, and well worth a listen. And there's hundreds of other recipes there as well. So if you're keen to have a go at smoking, or as one chap got in touch and said he already has a smoker, but he's going to have a look anyway, or if you've never even sort of thought about trying it before, it's a useful little resource to get you started. All right, folks, thanks for listening. Enjoy, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon. Or we would if my iPhone hadn't just locked the screen. Which it does. Most of the time it's fine, but every now and then it just decides that it's going to be difficult.